Hi, this is Mikhaila from Customer Support. How may I assist you?
Yes, I just got two chargers for $67.32, and I'm trying to find out what it was for.
Okay, I could take a look into that for you. Could you provide me with your zip code?
60126.
Okay, just a moment. What is your first and last name?
Frederick Lux, L-U-X.
Okay, just a moment. Okay, I do have a Frederick Lux associated with that zip code here. Could you confirm the shipping address for security purposes?
What was it for?
I'm not sure. We have to confirm the account first to see exactly what you were charged for.
Okay. Because I was charged $67.32 twice within a 24-hour period. So something's going on.
Right. I understand that, and I can take a look into it for you, but I'm just trying to confirm your identity first. Like I said, I do have a Frederick Lux here associated with the zip code you provided, but I just would you confirm the shipping address so we can confirm that it is in fact your account.
Okay. You just need my address?
Yes, just your shipping address.
329 East Fullerton Avenue, Elmhurst, Illinois, 60126.
Gotcha. So I do see here that it looks like on November the 26th, you signed up for our welcoming gift, which was the tactical bag. Do you recall that?
For a what?
The tactical bag.
Technical guide for what?
Tactical bag. So it was a free gift you just get for the shipping and handling. It's a tactical bag, a bag that you can use in the woods and things of that nature. You recall signing up for that bag?
No, I spent $8 for it, for a tactical bag.
Yes, so signing up for that bag, it does inform you of the terms and conditions that it is a welcoming gift, welcoming you to our Consumer Gadgets Club, which is an online web store that you can purchase different gadgets for online with the $125 gift voucher they give you for being a member. But there is a membership fee of $67.32. You would have had to contact us within 72 hours from ordering that item to decline the membership to prevent being charged. But due to the fact that you did not contact us to decline that, it did assume you wanted to be a part of that membership.
No, I didn't. I signed up for the technical bag, and they were going to charge me $7.45 for shipping. Not for a membership or anything like that.
So that first part, yes, you were in fact charged $7.95 for shipping. That tactical bag was shipped out on the 28th, and you are going to receive that item as it is a free welcoming gift. However, it's welcoming you to our Consumer Gadgets Club. You would have had to contact us to decline the membership to prevent being charged. That information is in the terms and conditions, which are agreed to when placing the order.
Okay, I just got the bag today. So let me find the shipping label. Hold on a second, I gotta find it. Oh. Okay. Yes, I just got the tactical bag today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I was just supposed to pay $7.54 or something like that for shipping, but not to sign up for any kind of membership for anything or anything. In fact, I got it through one of my tactical, whatever you call it, because I subscribed to a armament dealer. And I got this as, you know, going out of business or whatever, and they got them special. Now, if I have, what, you said 45 days to cancel this membership?
No. So what I stated was when you got the free welcoming gift, in the terms, it informs you that there is a membership that comes with it when placing the order. You had 3 days from the day that you ordered the tactical bag to decline that membership to prevent being charged. It actually didn't charge you until the fourth day. Due to the fact that you did not call to decline the membership, it did assume you wanted to be a part of it, and it went ahead and billed you for it. We can go ahead and cancel it out for you now to prevent any future charges.
Yeah, I would appreciate it.
Okay.
You know, and I will be contacting my credit card company with this, because this membership thing was not even part of it. And I just got it today, so why would I don't even have enough time to cancel membership.
So I'm not sure what you mean by it wasn't a part of it, as it was in the terms and conditions. I understand if you may have not read them or you may have overlooked them, but that was a part of it. That was the whole point of it. The welcoming gift is welcoming you to our Consumer Gadgets Club, which you had the option to cancel, and that information was in the terms and conditions. So it's a valid charge, but in the event that you do attempt to dispute it with your banking institution, it will result in a chargeback, because they will contact us and it will be considered a valid charge. But I can offer you a 50% refund of that charge as a courtesy.
50%?
Yes.
Something that I didn't agree to do? I mean,
it's in
nothing.
The terms, so that means you agreed to it. When you place the order, you agreed to the terms and conditions.
Yeah. $7.54 was the shipping. There was no, you are subscribed to something and you're going to be charged twice for this.
And you were, I'm not sure why you're saying twice. You were only charged $67.32 once. So you were charged for shipping, $7.95 on the 26th, and on the 30th, you were charged $67.32. There should only be one charge of $67.32.
I've got two charges for $67.
But you must have been charged by another company, because we only would have charged once for that membership. It just started on the 30th.
Well, tell you what. Yes, I would like to be canceled from this.
Yes,
and
I did already cancel your account out.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
I have a confirmation number for you. Would you like to take that number down?
Yeah, give me a second.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
So it is C as in Charlie, 262.
What's that?
C as in Charlie, 262.
262.
919.
919.
828.
828. Okay.
And I was authorized to go ahead and refund that $67.32 for you as a courtesy. We do just advise, and when placing orders online, please be sure to read the terms and conditions. But I fully refunded that for you. It may take your credit card company or banking institution 3 to 5 business days to have that back in your account. And yes, that number I gave you just confirms that your account was canceled and there won't be any attempts to bill you going further.
Okay. One other question. Do they have a item number?
An item number?
Yeah.
Item number four, what?
Well, for the item that was shipped, you know, for the seven.
The tactical bag?
Yes.
Okay, one moment. Okay, I do have an order number for you, if that's what you're referring to.
Okay.
Yeah, so it is 262-822.
Okay. Yeah.
898.
Okay. Why am I calling Florida when it was shipped from Pueblo, Colorado?
Well, you're calling California. This is you contacted California. This is a call center, sir.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. Yes, I would like that. I will go ahead and discuss the rest of this with, my credit card. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you for contacting us. You have a great day.